Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stefan, Roberta Fasanelli is here. Rich McFadden is here. Bumper sticker today: Lord, save me from your followers. Got to think about that a little bit. You got it?
That's what Bobby Jindal was saying today.
Yeah, right. He's,
Lord, save me from my followers after his Twitter
hashtag. What a disaster that was. Tell the story, Rich, in case people don't know.
They thought it would be a good idea to have people on Twitter ask him a question. So they created the Twitter hashtag Ask Bobby.
Right.
And some of the questions that came around weren't too fun for him to have to deal with. So they nixed the idea as soon as they could. So
It's just
not a good launch.
No. Bad. People
ask
really
Bobby.
Nasty, though. We've been...
people in New Orleans do not like him, I will tell you that.
Nah, I don't get his appeal, frankly. I just don't see it.
I mean, some of the questions were like, did Jesus ride dinosaurs?
Yeah. And I will
without
tell
a saddle.
Twitter is not kind.
What is your all-time favorite exorcism?
I think a lot of social media is just not kind.
How does it feel to sell your soul for political gain?
Yeah, people are, when they sit behind a computer screen and they're anonymous, they will absolutely...
What does that tell you about...
Nasty shots.
What does that tell you about the status of humanity, though?
What Spice Girl is your favorite? Do you have a phone charger I can borrow? Can I have all your stuff after the rapture?
Roberta now lives in New Orleans as well as New York, so that's she's moved down there, and then that was one of the reasons for her hiatus for about 6 months. Good to have her back here with us on the Good Day program, even though she's got a screeching, hollering, mangy cat in the background. No, that's a cackle. I'm talking about the cat.
The cat.
But hey, remember on Twitter, you aren't as anonymous as you hope, because remember Kurt Schilling when the when those guys trolled her daughter?
Yeah.
Kurt Schilling outed them
and
got all of Twitter to attack the two guys
that were attacking
his daughter.
That worked.
And it worked big time.
Yeah, that's right.
So you may not be as brave as you think you are sitting behind that computer, so think about it.
Cowards.
Throw stones.
Yeah. It's 10 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are Splitsville. The tabloids that are not, 50% of the time they're right, 50% they're wrong. Last week I was going through the checkout line and I saw, I think it was the Inquirer, a picture of the two of them headed for the Big D or something like that. And I thought, I drove by their house over the weekend when George, my pal, and I were out doing some scouting of some places. They live up on the hill above me. And it's interesting because most of the time, most everybody leaves these people because you can't throw a dead cat, at least in the neighborhood where I am, the area that I am in Santa Monica on the Pacific Palisades line. There are people that live all around me who are faces and names that you would know. Mm-hmm. So nobody pays much attention until the Starline tour bus comes up and says, this guy lives there, that guy lives there. So they have this sort of big fancy house that's on a cliff in Pacific Palisades. And George and I drove by. He was just pointing out where some of the people live. And there were all these people out in front. Come on, get a life and get lost, will you, for God's sakes? They had to have a private security, the neighborhood, what's this, guys. And in California, those people can wear wear guns. So there were two cars parked out in front of their house, the security sorts, and they were trying to keep people at bay because by that time, most everybody knew that they were going. As a matter of fact, I think Ben Affleck has moved out, and nobody knows quite why. It apparently is not another woman. Apparently, it's his gambling that has bothered her and how much time he spends. He loves those kids.
Part.
How's that?
Everybody kind of trying to figure out who is at fault and what's going on.
I guarantee you she's not at fault. Absolutely guarantee you. She is not.
Well, they both have this kind of nice guy, nice girl look about them.
Right, yeah.
So it's hard to really imagine one of them being a jerk.
Right. Well, maybe not being a jerk. Maybe it's just worn out. Just, you know, it just happens.
You know,
sometimes.
They quoted her as saying in 2014 that we're out of the honeymoon phase.
Oh, yeah.
We're into a mindful marriage, and we're not courting each other. And she's like, and I'm okay with that. I don't have the energy to court anybody right now.
Well, she's
anyway.
Got three kids.
Right, yeah.
And she's trying to keep, she does a couple of movies a year. You know what's really interesting or kind of nice about this in a way? She doesn't have a real father, and I don't know what quite the story is with that, how she is estranged. Maybe there's a story somewhere in one of the tabloids. Yeah. Her father and she are either not close or he's not around. So she adopted Victor Garber. Victor Garber was the boss in Alias, remember? He's quite a well-known character actor. He's been in lots of movies. And pretty much every movie that Ben Affleck makes, he puts Victor Garber in it for whenever, because the families are close. But he, and I believe that he lives an alternative lifestyle. How's that? Is that impactful? He is taking care of her and the children, sort of take them under his wing during all of this. And I just I think the negative side of it, sad when anybody gets a divorce, but when there's somebody there like that that is so supportive, they have been so close since, for whatever the reason, whatever their bond that was established when she was an Alias, and they've just been very, very close. So he takes care of her. They go a lot of places together. I remember I told you the story, I think, once on the air. There's a little sort of a little community marketplace, a little square on 26th Street, which is up somewhat from where I live. And it's just a nice little cozy, one of those little places where you go, you can get a lot of frou-frou. You'd like it, Roberta. There's little shops, little of this and some of that. So I remember seeing them in there one day. They came in a black Mercedes station wagon, and she got out of the car, and Garber got out of the car, and the kids got out of the car. And all of a sudden, from nowhere, it was like a swarm of locusts. There were a dozen or more photographers. I honestly don't know where they got. I didn't see them when I drove in and parked. I didn't see anybody. All of a sudden, they get out of the car. Whammo! There are all these photographers all over the place. And so, and Victor was trying to shield the kids and her from the from these photographers. And so I happened to, we had eye contact. I looked at him, and he looked at me, and I looked at him. I said, "Is this what it's like every day?" He said, "Yeah, you wouldn't believe it." I said, "How do you put up with this?" He says,
"It's awful."
It is. He said, "That's basically what
it's weird, though. Like this, though."
Yeah, leave them alone.
Her
for
father looks just like Victor Garber.
No.
I mean,
really?
Like twin brother.
Really? So what's the story with her father, does it say?
No, it doesn't mention him leaving. I'm looking at the wiki page, and apparently he was still around in life. Maybe it's just that, because I'm looking at pictures, and I'm seeing pictures of Victor Garber and her father.
Yeah.
And they look, I mean, they're twins.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Isn't that amazing?
You know, for a while, the building I live in, and actually the apartment that I live in, Heidi Klum used to live here. She used to have two floors of this building.
Love her.
And she loved living here. She was the sweetest thing. Oh, my gosh, was she sweet.
Yeah.
She loved living here because nobody had any idea that,
well, that neighborhood,
she lived,
you know,
here.
Right. And nobody,
you know, it's so nondescript.
Exactly, yeah.
Very nondescript building, yep. Very quiet. It's opposite a church, down the street from a synagogue, very quiet block. And nobody had any idea anybody lived here. Every once in a while, some limo would pull up, you know.
Yeah.
But,
but
the
limos that are there anyway. There are limos that are sort of stationed there. So,
because there's a lot of taxis and things in this area. So,
16 past the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Ladies and gentlemen, I have some amazing news for you. You can get ready for the warmer weather with a thicker, fuller head of hair. If your hair is still thinning and there's more hair on the brush than there is on your head, then you need to pick up the phone and call 800-525-8319 and order Provia. Provia is the first natural hair thinning treatment from Chamonix, shown to work on the three main causes of hair thinning. It works safely and without any harmful side effects. Results are guaranteed or you get your money back. Provia works for men and women, safe on colored or treated hair. Call 800-525-8319 to get the pores cleaned and to have the hair under your scalp start growing again. For a limited time, order now. Mention Doug Steffen and get their powerful super concentrate for faster, more visible results, absolutely free. The number for Provia again is 800-525-8319. Order now and upgrade to priority shipping. 800-525-8319. Order Provia today.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Kriebel.
I recently received a letter from my town government requiring me to make an appointment to let tax inspectors tour my home. Not just the outside, but the inside of my home. It made me angry. Many people just assume the government has whatever authority it claims, but I know that the Bill of Rights protects me against such searches without a warrant issued with probable cause that I'm a criminal. Looking through the lens of liberty, I said no. It turned out, of course, that there was no such law, and the town backed down, but only because someone questioned it. We the people need to constantly resist these endless little intrusions that slowly chip away our liberty. Remember, freedom doesn't begin in the White House. It begins in my house and yours.
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
It's been 10 years since the Allstate Foundation launched its Teen Safe Driving Program. Allstate Executive Vice President of Product Operation, Steve Sorensen.
Since 2005, the Allstate Foundation's Teen Safe Driving Program has contributed to a 48% reduction in teen fatalities, and we'd like to see that number get lower.
As they embark on the next 10 years, the foundation took a look at the current attitudes and behaviors of teen drivers.
We found that teens are more aware of the risks that they face on the road, but it hasn't necessarily led to a change in their behavior and how they drive.
For instance, teens admit driving with passengers is distracting. Still, 93% say they do it. 60% admit using a phone while driving, and 45% admit they've driven under the influence. So what is the best way to keep our kids safe?
Teens tell us that the parents are the number one influencer in terms of how they drive. So put the seatbelt on. Follow the speed limit when you're driving. And limit the distractions. So limit the number of kids that are in the car with your teen, and tell them to put the technology down.
For more tips, go to allstatefoundation.org.
Smart aleck.
I don't even want to know.
Stop it.
No.
I told him to pause and take a breath.
I'm always ready to get back.
And not to step on them, so yeah. I have to be a smart aleck about it.
All right, okay, 780.
Yes.
That is typewriter abuse. What are you doing there?
What are you banging away at there?
All morning long. You on your
I'm
keyboard.
Not doing anything.
Stop it.
All right.
No, I
wasn't doing anything.
Nice. Oh, my God.
All right. Let's get to activities for the weekend. Here's something for the power couple that has everything, or the would-bes who like to have, I'm going to say,
when.
Well, I've always wanted my own plane. I've never been able to afford my own plane. I figure I'll take, when Limbaugh retires, I'll get his out of cold storage or something. Maybe I'll take it. But that's a little bit big. There are some really great 4 and 6-seater planes around, and they aren't that expensive or crazy. It's expensive to maintain them, but sometimes not so expensive to own them. So if you would like to have that dream, but you don't want to pay for it, there's a deal for the 4th of July, story from the Robb Report, that gets you into a chartered airplane for $4. How's that working for us, Roberta?
Well, it's a plane company called Sweet Deals. JetSuite is the name of the company, and they have Sweet Deals.
Yeah.
And as a promotion, what they're doing is on the 4th of July, they will fly you where you want to go for $4.
What am I getting back?
That's the thing. But you have to sign up on July 3rd. So if you go to it's jetsuite.com, JetSuite.com, go on their Sweet Deals, and you'll see see all the information there.
But you can't do it until the 3rd.
Right. You have to sign up for the lottery for that on the 3rd.
And Doug, I'm coming to your house for lunch.
Good for you, Richie. We'll have a nice lunch for you here. Already 21 after the hour on the Good Day program.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Through some popular number one songs of note. Pardon the pun. Adele, is she still as prolific as she was before? I hear her.
Had some children, I think, so she's kind of falling off the
No, I think
of
she's back. I think I heard a relatively recent tune, but she had a string of four or five really powerful number one songs. I believe it started with this, but I'm not sure. Was this her first hit? Does anybody remember Rolling in the Deep?
Her first
number
big one
during this week in 2011. Crank it up, Richie. This is great pop music, great sound. She's very, very good at pop. Yep. Another great pop song. We're going back 31 years for this one. The Hughes.
Oh, goodness.
Corporation. Don't you love it? Goosebumps, Richie. Goosebumps, Roberta. Rock the Boat, number one during this week in 1974. Summertime music. Crank it up.
This is at every wedding in the 70s that I went to. Every single one.
It's a great pop song. Go ahead, Richie.
I'm trying. You guys will shut up. Shut up,
Roberta.
There's always a right place to party. Our love is like the sea on the ocean.
Love and emotion. All right. So from 1974, we move back up to 1984. That's another great song. Prince, number one this week, 1984, with When Doves Cry. People say to me, you're so inconsistent, you like this kind of stuff. I think it's a great pop hit, frankly. I think he's very good at understanding what the public likes.
He's amazing.
Yeah.
He doesn't care what the public likes. He likes what he likes.
But I think he's smart. Look at the next one, Rizzi.
Where's Jennifer when you need her?
Roberta. Like big butts in a can. Number one
theme song
during whose theme song?
Jen.
Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Love this
Baby
song.
Got Back. Number one during this week in 1992. Oh my God. You know,
it's like the ultimate sweeping song.
Right, but this was is very controversial. This would make no
twerking song.
This would make no waves today at all. But it certainly did when it first came out. And a lot of radio said, "Oh, we're not going to play that." I remember getting a hold of it and playing it here. And at least this not when you were around, this was before you were around. But just having fun. It's a silly song. Next up, Human League's "Don't Want Me, Baby," number one during this week in 1982. The trail end of the disco era, and when people were putting down disco, I've always loved disco. I heard people on the air, disco, it sucks. No, this is great, moving
music. This has nothing to do with disco. This is kind of British alt-rock.
You don't think this is more, could be late disco?
This is more attached to punk.
Really?
Than it is pop-punk.
Poppy-punk.
Than it is disco, yeah.
All right, you shall take your word for it. New Kids on the Block. Jennifer should be here for this one. Number one during this week in 1990, Step by Step. We all know this song and like it, I think, pretty much. Let's do retro again. We see back to this week in 1972. Neil Diamond was number one. Contrast. That's good. I'd have skipped the next one. I don't like the next one.
It's so boring.
Horrible. All right, let's do the last one. Number one this week, 2004. Martina McBride. What are you doing?
Yeah, you want to do
Martina McBride? Are you doing train? All right. 28 after the hour. Musical Watch This here on Good Day.
Watch this.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans, but it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Stores.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street-legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro-evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Another radio hug from the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Rich McFadden and the Dugger, looking at this Bobby Jindal hashtag, Bobby, whatever it is. Do all Republicans think the Flintstones is a documentary?
Here's another person that tweets. Hashtag Ask Bobby tweet. The gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah, right, exactly.
They're having so much fun with us.
Later on in this half hour, J.J., good Doug, you'll be all right. K.C., J., his brother, K.N.J.C. will be here. The Sunshine Band performing at the National Independence Day celebration. So we'll have, I think actually, K.C. has been with us before. I don't remember whether it was on this occasion, but I know we've talked to him before.
He has been with us a couple of times, yeah.
He's a very good guy. All right, so that's coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there's a story floating around today. This is what happens when you get a woman in your life who tells you what to do. Runs your life, ruins your life.
Oh, yeah.
What in the world is going on? This girlfriend said to this guy, get rid of the dog.
Get rid of the dog.
So what happened?
So this guy in Roanoke, Virginia, he put an ad on Craigslist and has a picture of the beagle, this
cute little dog, and it says, free to any willing home. And the ad reads, my girlfriend doesn't like my beagle, Molly, so I have to rehome her. She's a purebred from a wealthy area, and I've had her 4 years. She likes to play games, not totally trained, has long hair, and she's a little high maintenance, especially the nails, but she loves having them done. Stays up all night yapping, but sleeps while I work, only eats the best, most expensive food, will never greet you at the door after a long day, and or give you unconditional love, doesn't bite, but she can be mean as heck. So, anyone interested in my 30-year-old selfish, wicked, gold-digging girlfriend? Come and get her. Me and my dog want to be rehomed ASAP.
Oh, my God.
That's great.
Isn't that great? That's one way to dump a girlfriend.
All right.
Love me, love my dog.
Love me, love my dog.
Never get between a man and his dog.
This week is an unusual week for a lot of different people's psyche is different because it's a vacation week. Even though the same crazy stuff is going on, there are other things that we have been talking about that I think have had some impact, if not any other way than the psychology. First of all, the moon is full, so it's a wonderful time to make romantic wishes. If there's supposedly more power to it, whether it's summertime, vacation time, the moon, whatever it is. But you didn't see it last night. Hopefully you'll see it tonight. It's about a 3-day window. The day before, it actually gets to full moon. It kind of looks like it's full. Then the night, which is the Wednesday night, Thursday morning time, and then the next night, where you sit outside in the sand or you sit on the porch or you go out in the car and you pull off the side of the road and you look at the moon and you sort of think loving things or make promises or ask.
And last night was the Bethlehem Star, first time in 2,000 years. Did you see it?
No.
Oh, it was raining here in New York, so we couldn't see it.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
First time in 2,000 years is Jupiter and Venus merging together in the sky and creating this incredible bright light. And they say this is the first time in 2,000 years that this has happened. And they're calling it the Star of Bethlehem because there are those who believe that this is what could have been in the sky when Jesus was born.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So that would add more fuel to the fire that he was not born anywhere near the 25th of December. In fact, most that's a old wives' tale.
He only did that to make friends with the Druids.
Some people, they wanted to, it was a pagan holiday,
and
and get everybody on board. I think the first thinking was that it was in March, but lately it has been more that it's been about this time of year.
July, August. I think I've heard August, and not exactly the year zero, they said about 2,000 years ago, so that would put it at, year 15 A.D., something like that.
So, what would have been... without this extra second that was added in this week, another occurrence, what would be the fate of the planet if we didn't have this 1 second? Periodically, international timekeepers add a second to the clock to compensate for irregularities in the rotation of the planet. I didn't feel it. Did anybody feel it? Notice anything different? Were we on late, Richie?
I was a little dizzy last night, but other than that, yeah.
Were we late getting on the air?
Could have been the Jack Daniels, you know.
Is that what it was?
Could have been.
Jack Daniels. He didn't like Jack Daniels. We this week have been focusing on, I did a little quick research and I didn't have time to do this. If you're wondering about what it costs to go to school and then you're paying the debt after you get out of school, to look at the more positive side, I have been grousing about this for a long, long time. What happens when you get a college degree? Why do you need a college degree? What happens to those people who are in debt? I mean, all kinds of things. So if you want to know what the 20 best-paying college degrees are, here's where it goes. You ready?
Yep.
I know, Richie, you want to do the top 10. Should we do the top 10 or the top 20? Top 20. Actually, some pretty
interesting. Roll them off.
All right.
Do it.
Top 20 in terms of college degrees, construction management. Average pay is starting at $50,000. Mid-career pay is $87,000. Top of the scale, about $100,000. If you have an information systems degree, starting at $49,000, that's the average start. $87,000 is the midpoint, and about $110,000 is what you get at the top of the scale. Government management, 41,000 to start, 88,000 median, and up to the top of the scale. There are many people who work for the federal government get $120,000, $130,000, $140,000 a year. I don't know if you knew that or not. Degree in mathematics, Richie, 46 is where it starts. That's mostly for teachers, 88 in the middle. Do you know a lot of teachers are making 80, 90 grand a year now?
In my former town of Port Washington, Long Island, New York, assistant principals were making
$250. Oof.
Teachers were making $125, $150. Yeah. This is starting salary.
Yeah. Ooh. Management info system degree, Richie, $50,000 to start, $90,000 in the middle, and go upwards there. I think the two numbers that are significant are the starting pay and the middle pay. A software engineering degree, $56,000 to start, $91,000 in the middle. Finance degree, $47,000 to start, $91,000 in the middle. Statistics, $50,000 to start, $93,000. I think that'd be an important job, being able to understand and manage stats. Like, it's research, in essence. That's a research degree.
It's so boring, though.
Yeah, I'm sure. There are people around that are good at that.
Oh, I know who like that stuff.
A civil engineering degree, $53,000 to start, $93,000 in the middle. Computer science degree, $56,000 to start, $97,000 in the middle. This is the middle, mid-career. That's what I mean when I say the middle. Let's see. What did I... The economics degree, $48,000 to start, $97,000 in the middle. Computer engineering, which is different than information systems management. This is people who know how to fix them. $61,000 to start, $87,000 in the middle. A physics career. What do you do with that? $50,000 to start, $99,000 in the middle. Biomed engineering, get that. $54,000 to start, $101,000 in the middle, Richie. Applied mathematics degrees. These are tax people for the most part. Let's see, $56,000 to start, $101,000 in the middle. Nuclear engineers start at $63,000. Middle point of their career, $104,000. Electrical engineering, $60,000. $104,000 in the middle. Chemical engineering, $64,000. $108,000 in the middle. Aerospace engineers start at $60,000, go to $108,000 in the middle of their career. And petroleum engineering, the highest starting pay of college graduates on average, $93,000 to start their first job, $157,000 to $160,000 mid-career pay. Most of them, by the time they're done, well over $200,000. So those are the things to point. You want to point your children in the right direction.
So that philosophy degree is really going to go far.
Yeah, help yourself.
Yeah.
Casey from Casey and the Sunshine Band, up next here on Good Day.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Anytime. Any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you love to drive? If the answer is yes, then you ought to wear the same shoes as some of the world's highest profile race drivers, Piloti. Piloti Shoes offers the patented roll control technology, blending comfort and performance with sleek design. With every shift and every step, Piloti has you covered. Are you ready to step into the driver's seat? Get your pair or become an authorized dealer today. Visit PilotiUSA.com.
Want a more colorful summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Great Summer Painting Party, June 21st through July 6th. With colors like Beach House, Julep, and Fireworks, summer never looked better. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
How about we have a quick retro to some of the great songs in the career of Harry Wayne Casey and his group, Casey and the Sunshine Band. Crank it up, Richie. Let's have a little montage.
Oh, yeah.
I think this may be my favorite. Yeah. Keep going,
know these songs.
Yeah. Well, that's why it was fun to have him here. Right? What'd you say? All right. I'm going to keep going with this.
We'll never get him on.
Harry Wayne Casey, welcome back to Good Day, Sir. How are you doing? Happy 4th.
How you doing?
Well. And how about you?
I'm doing great, thank you.
All right, so this year, 35 years, the Capital 4th celebration, you along with Bradley Whitford, who is the host of the show, Barry Manilow is going to be there. Why do you want to do this sort of thing? What is there about it that gives you a kick, you and your guys?
Well, we've been asked to do it many, many times. Our schedule just never would work. And, it's the 239th anniversary celebration of our independence, and it's in the Capitol, and where else to spend it, July 4th, but in, the Capitol.
Right.
Okay, so what's it like to stand on a stage? I mean, I guess you won't know it yet, but how
it's scary.
To look out at 200,000 people, 150,000 people, and see the Lincoln Memorial in front of you and the Washington Monument right there behind you.
Yeah.
I mean, that's got to be just cool.
Well, that is. It's going to be awesome. I haven't gotten there yet.
Right.
But it's going to be great. I don't think it'll be any different than looking out in a smaller venue or a larger venue. We've played major venues before, so it's just exciting to see people coming together. I mean, I think that more than anything means more than anything, just seeing people come together as kind of one, for an event or anything. I just think that's the greatest thing to witness, actually.
You have so many songs. Do you know what you're going to play? Do you have some idea?
Well, we're doing a medley of three songs of Keep It Coming Love, Shake Your Booty, and That's the Way I Like It. That's what we wanted.
So you don't have that much time, then. There's a lot of other...
We have 7 minutes and 45 seconds, and the Symphony Orchestra that's going to be there is also performing with us at the same time.
So. A Symphony Orchestra cool. with
yeah.
us?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it's going to be pretty awesome, yeah.
Yeah.
What's the most fun you have when you're doing something like this? Is it connecting with the audience? Is it going down those streets that you've gone down? I mean, how many times have you sung? You must think about this from time to time. How many times you've sung?
I really don't think about that much. I mean, the most amazing part of any artist's career, I think, is getting up on the stage and actually having the connection now with the audience and the people that have supported you. Up until that point, the audience knows everything about you, and they connect with you, but you have no connection until you get up on that stage. So that's our connection, or that's my connection anyway. And it's just great to see, how the music moves people, and in return, the evening becomes magical because the audience now, moves me, So it's like a great give and take thing, and it's just great to feel, again, that oneness and to be able to connect with the fans and the people that have supported us throughout this.
So in the early 70s, funk was really kind of just a baby, and you guys started out as like a funk band, and then were able to take it and turn it into like these massive hits. But do you still get into are your roots still funk?
I've always really liked all kinds of music, but more R&B than anything. I mean, R&B kind of lost its way here recently, and
yeah.
I think it's kind of coming, music's kind of coming back now. So, I've just always liked all kinds of music, but again, probably more R&B than anything. I mean, we don't have great R&B like we did in the 60s and 70s anymore.
Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Everything's changing. I mean, country's changing. Country is, like the Eagles. I mean, nowadays. So I don't know. Everything's just kind of changing and evolving, and Some of it's kind of, I mean, you listen to the radio today and the music is like a mixture of 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's pretty pretty interesting what's happening out there musically.
There's still lots of great music being made, unfortunately.
No, there is. I mean, yeah, I don't think it's as soulful, you know, heartfelt as music was back then because you don't have a lot of real musicians playing some of this music.
That's it. It's all commercial, like just like films. It's all computer-driven. It's the there's nothing left to chance. You got 18 tracks and 17 of them are somebody's put a formula into a computer and they come out with this stuff and there's no more
and
wrecking
auto-tune,
crew.
So.
And auto-tune. Right. Yeah, so there's no more wrecking crew. There's no more, what was the other, the funk, what do they call the guys in?
The Funk Brothers.
The Funk Brothers, right.
Oh, yeah.
Dan,
yeah.
Tracy, what was the name of your backup band that you guys used? You used a studio band when you started, right?
I just used a studio band, and then the first record was just really me and a studio musicians. I named it Casey and the Sunshine Man. There was no band. I mean, there really wasn't one.
Wow.
And basically, the studio musicians, we went out as the band.
So you took those people that were in the band.
Yeah, I took my Funk Brothers with me.
You did. They must have loved that.
Yeah.
How much time a year do you spend on the road now?
About 70, 80 shows a year.
Wow. Good for you.
That's great stuff.
All right, keep it up. And we'll look forward to seeing you on the Capitol 4th presentation.
Absolutely.
Wednesday. No, Wednesday.
And
Saturday.
You guys all have a happy 4th of July.
You as well.
Too.
8 o'clock Eastern Time. Capitol 4th, 8 o'clock Eastern Time on the 4th. Casey and the Sunshine Band appearing there.
What are you listening to? Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed. And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
After the hour, it's TikTok time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Do you know how many American adults are actually not plugged in, don't have internet, don't have email? I will give you that number. Greg Steffen is joining us from the offices of Men's Health Magazine. He's their technology editor with perhaps a raised eyebrow when I give him that number. Also, Apple, and more Apple. I'm looking for I want to start a new company that does technology that's called Banana. How about we start? What do you think, Greg? Can we start a new company? Let's start. start banana computers.
Not mango?
Mango would be good, too. Yeah, let's do strawberry. That's probably already taken on. Raspberry? How about blackberry computers? Oh, wait a minute. They've already been...
That was already used up.
How
sorry.
There's so much fruit in all of this technology. We'll explore that in a moment, too, here on Good Day.
Sweet memories fill the place. Can't wait to get a taste. Come on home.
The 4th of July is almost here. And what better way to celebrate than with Eckrich Smoked Sausage on the Grill? Come on home to the savory smokehouse taste of Eckrich Smoked Sausage, bringing families together for over 120 years.
The world is waiting, so come on home.
Come on home to Eckrich.
Sure, your handshake might be stronger than a bench vice, but when oil and grease get on your paws, your grip becomes slipperier than a politician on a cable news channel. Good thing Scotch Shop Towels are now only $1.99 a roll at Napa. They're strong, absorbent, and ready when you need them. And at just $1.99 for Scotch Shop Towels, it's one deal you'll want to grab hold of. Conquer the job with Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, offer expires 6/30/15.
It's hot enough to fry an egg on a garbage can lid. You're watering your plants to help them survive, but don't stop there. They need Miracle-Gro to help them dazzle when it sizzles. A summer feeding makes roots stronger, so they resist summer stress better. Blooms last longer, too. Remember, don't just water your plants. They need to eat in the heat. Skip the fried eggs, but don't skip the summer feeding. Miracle-Gro. Life starts here.
Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie and I have Greg Steffens with us from Men's Health Magazine, the technology editor. Okay, so we were talking, just sort of playing with this number. The number of American adults that do not have internet, that are not plugged in, don't have email. How about this for a number? 15%.
Wow.
Of American adults, according to a survey that was done by the Pew Research Center, 15% of American adults don't have internet or email. Of these, 19% cite high costs of computers and internet service. And as the costs get higher, we think, Greg and I think, that the numbers like this will increase because a lot of older folks are on fixed income, and yeah, it's nice to be able to communicate, but I don't believe, and this is another one of those prejudicial things that really should get people steamed, because these people are aiming everything at the younger market, the millennials and those who are...
You mean people like me?
I suppose, yeah. Instead of people like me.
A large percentage of these adults are older adults who don't care about the internet.
Well, and maybe they missed it. You know, maybe they just...
I think 15% is, that's a big number.
I'll throw you another... I don't have the exact statistic in front of me, but an interesting phenomena is also that you would think with all this technology that libraries would become less used.
No.
They're actually more used.
Yeah, because they're all putting computers in.
Well, right. So a lot of people who don't have internet on a phone or at home go to the library.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Okay. Who thought that a hashtag Ask Bobby would be a good idea? This is Bobby Jindal, who's running for the presidency. So what's happening with that Twitter account?
Well, they thought it would be a good idea to solicit questions from the public for a press conference he did yesterday.
Yeah.
And, you know, you cannot control social media. This is a real lesson. You're laughing because you knew that. Apparently, his highly paid professional campaign staff didn't know that.
Yeah.
And instead of this becoming a good thing, it's become an incredibly embarrassing thing. It doesn't make him look like he and his staff understand the world of technology in 2015.
Right. They want to play like they do.
That's right.
Yeah.
So a lot of people...
look cool. Like the Obamaites. I think Obama would be... I think a lot of people would be embarrassed. I think these people that are running on both sides, Republicans, Democrats, play with fire. I think you're right about this. They have no way of controlling. And you know as well as I do, the press people that are behind whatever the marketing is of these candidates, they don't want any embarrassing questions. And yet, man...
Now they got all the embarrassing
questions. What is the most embarrassing question he was asked?
Well, there's too many to see, but questions like, did Jesus feed the dinosaurs and all kinds of just really terrible things.
Stuff is stupid.
Yeah.
All right, so there it is. Be careful with what you tell people about yourself and any hashtag situation. Greg Steffens on Good Day.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.